Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a nice day for a change. A weekend without snow, without heat, perfect conditions to get out in the yard, get some yard work done, get the garden planted. If you haven't, mow the grass that's grown like crazy with all the rain. And if you haven't fed it in a while, it may be time for a second or application of a fertilizer. Whether you have broadleaf weeds or no weeds at all will determine what you're going to use. Now, four-step programs are designed for lawn that has a little bit of everything. And for most people, it's a useful tool. But if you've been taking care of your lawn properly, then you may not need a four-step program. You would customize your four-step program. So, for example, step one is a fertilizer and broadleaf weed killer. So we'll kill dandelions, chickweed, clover, ajuga, violets, you know, your common everyday weeds, and fertilize the lawn. Once the weeds die, then the grass plants are stronger and they fill in the holes that were left when you've killed your broadleaf weeds. And that's a good thing. Step two is a fertilizer and a crabgrass preventer. And with the newest technology, the crabgrass preventer not only kills the weeds that come up early in the season, but will have a lasting power to go for as long as a month and kill weeds that have already come up. But not everybody has crabgrass. In that case, then just use a straight fertilizer. And I know it's June, but you have to say to yourself, traditionally now, July and August is a hot time of the year. So the thicker and the stronger the grass is going to be, now, going into the heat of summer, the better of a chance you'll have of that grass staying greener longer, not thinning out, that would encourage weeds to come in and fill in the empty spots, because that's Mother Nature's job. And I'm sure you've all noticed that weeds always grow better than the grass. And that's what Mother Nature intended, is if we had a piece of open ground and nothing was done to make it green, to prevent erosion and so forth, she supplied weeds that sometimes can lay dormant in that soil for 20, 30 years or even longer. And they're put there just for that purpose. Your grass dies, you're too busy, you don't think anything about it, and all of a sudden it begins to green up. It's all weeds, but they were put there for a purpose of covering the ground, of preventing erosion from the wind and erosion from rain. So it does serve a useful purpose, especially if you live on a piece of property that has a slope to it. It grabs a hold of that ground, it knits a tight root system, holds it in place, to prevent washouts and things like that. So, you know, take care of your lawn. If you want to cut back on it during the heat of summer, that's fine. But, you know, two applications in the spring and early summer will really make a difference that will last during the heat of summer. And if it does get hot and it does get dry, the grass plant is a very, very unique plant because it has the capability of going dormant until we get rainfall on a regular basis and temperatures cool off a little bit, and then it will wake up from being brown and dormant, start to green up again, and before long, your lawn looks real good. So pamper the lawn if that's the one thing you can do this week, you know, and prepare it for the arrival of the heat and the humidity. We've had quite a bit of rain all over the country as of late. And the one thing I want you to be looking for when you're mowing, especially if you have a clay-type soil, I want you to start looking for discoloration of your lawn. And what you're going to notice is spots that will be red to purple in color. And if you've got a lot of clay, if your land is up and down and you tend to have puddles that accumulate water, and cool evenings, which we've been getting, temperatures in the 40s and 50s, and then daytime temperatures, 70s and 80s, which is normal for this time of the year. So 20 to a 30 degree change from daytime to nighttime will encourage, with rain or irrigation, something called red thread. And red thread is not something that you want to fool around with. But you'll see oval or elongated spots on the green grass, and it has a different look to it. Starts in small places and tends to grow in time. And if you see that, then you need to get a good turf fungicide that will take care of that disease, because you don't want that to spread. If the weather continues to be wet and cool, you get a lot of morning dew, you're getting some humidity, it can spread and kill large portions of your lawn. So just keep an eye on it, and things that you can do to prevent it from spreading. Most important of all, and I want you to think about this now, you've been mowing your grass for probably a month, maybe a little bit longer further south. When did you have your lawnmower blade sharpened last? Now think about that. When did you take the blade off the lawnmower and actually sharpen it? All I want you to do today is, if you're going to do some grass cutting, just put your, you know, before you start it, put your hand and feel the blade. Does it feel sharp? Is it all bumpy? Does it have notches in it? Well, if the blade has been beaten up by hitting pine cones that fell on your lawn, branches, rocks that you've hit, maybe you have a gravel driveway, and when you turn around, you drive onto the gravel driveway to go back on the lawn, you're putting a little dents on the blade. And what happens is, instead of the blade with a nice, clean, sharp edge slicing through the blade of grass, it rips. And the way to tell is, after you've mowed your grass, kneel down, pull some of the grass that's been cut, and look on the very edge where the blade made the cut. And what you should see is a nice straight line, nice and even. Or do you see something that looks like it's been shredded or ripped? And it's all like little pieces of thread. It's all frayed. If you see that, that's telling you that your lawnmower blade is too dull. It's been banged up. Now, for most of you, hey, I cut the grass, it's done. It's one thing less I have to do. It's not a big deal. But yes, it could be a big deal. Because if you get disease, where the grass was cut straight, nice uniform cut, nice edge, like a piece of paper, smooth cut, it can seal itself, make a callus, and keep disease out. If your leaf is all frayed, jagged, it cannot make a callus, and diseases can get into your lawn, and now you could be in for a problem. And all it takes is a sharp blade. So take a few minutes, remove the blade, buy a new one, and have the old one sharpened. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Way is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday morning. Great day to work around the yard, get the beds re-weeded. I know I got mine all done a couple weeks ago and went back, and they're sneaking in again. You know, they're coming in from the grass. They're working their way back in, or some you pulled and they snapped and you didn't get the whole plant. They're starting to shoot out. So if you can get the weeding done now, it will make a big difference over the long run. So let's get back in there, spend a few extra minutes, and get that weeding done. And that way you can sit back and enjoy your gardens. Tom, who do we have up first this hour?
First up, we've got Carol from New Hampshire with a question about viburnum.
Carol, good morning and welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have to go to work this morning, so I'm up bright and early to ask you a question.
Good.
I have a viburnum right outside my back door. It's a Carlesii, and for the last 3 years, I've had, it's good 80% of the leaves curl around, and then later as the season goes on, I get two flowers, the same two flowers each year, and as the time goes on during the summer, more good leaves start to come out, but the plant never looks really, really good. And now I noticed about 20 feet away I have a another type of viburnum, but I noticed that some of those leaves are starting to curl a little bit. So I'm getting very nervous. I don't know what to do for it. I've tried the tree and shrub, and I just went to a nursery this year, and they told me to get Merit, and I have sprayed it with Merit. So I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or what.
Okay. Now, do the leaves curl tightly, or are they just cupped?
Very tightly.
Very tightly. Have you opened up the leaf to see if there's anything inside?
I did. Last year I did. Well, this year, too. I have looked, and out of all of the leaves, I found one with a worm there, but that was the only one. There was only one.
Okay. And so the leaf comes out normal, and then all of a sudden will slowly begin to curl.
No, that's the thing. They almost seem to come out curled.
They come out curled. Okay. Then it's something that's in the soil that's doing it. There's an insect called a bagworm, and it will actually take two leaves and knit them together. And you'll see that common on the Annabelle hydrangea, which is one of the original hydrangea. that will grow in sun or pot shade, grows about 3 or 4 feet tall, has a nice white ball that eventually turns green. But that gets bagworm, and it knits the leaves together. On your viburnum, what I would try is this. First of all, right now, I would fertilize it. So I would pick up a bag of either the Dr. Earth Tree and Shrub with probiotics or Plant Tone and give them a good feeding, and that should encourage some new growth that hopefully will come out normal.
Okay, I have used the Plant Tone, and okay. I do see new leaves that come out, but not enough to make it look like a nice shrub.
Yeah.
You know, I do get some new leaves. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I would do is I would put a systemic in that plant as soon as the foliage begins to form. And, you know, it's too late for the leaves now because they're pretty well mature and they're all twisted and curled and misshapen. But what I would do is to get a product like Tree and Shrub and pour it over the top of the plant and let the balance of the moisture from the tree and shrub soak into the ground. The root system will absorb it and bring it up into the plant to control any insects that are causing some damage to it. Now, tree and shrub is a great plant. And what the things that you have to know about chemicals, each one is different. But the main thing you have to remember about tree and shrub is to apply it to non-flowering plants after the blooming cycle. In your case, the problem starts before. So you've got to get it on the plant before the flowering. And I would put it like the first week in April to get results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we're going to try and help you to have a great season. Boy, I spent this past week every free minute getting the vegetable garden planted. I am so far behind. I know a lot of you are probably in the same boat, but I have never been this late in planting the garden. So every free minute I was out there, and I have blisters like you cannot believe on my hand. But I got about 90% of the vegetable garden in. And in just a few days, I'm seeing the color of the plants change, seeing some great progress in the garden. So I'm confident that we are going to have a good season. And what I did this year is I really, because I was late, I wanted to push it. So every plant that I put in the garden, I put in a good tablespoon of dynamite. And if you've never used dynamite, ask your local garden center for it. You can add it after you've planted, and that's what I did. I added the dynamite in the hole, and then I added it around the plant after it was in the ground, built a little, like a little lip or a bowl around it to hold the water. But I put in that cocoa fiber from Black Gold, and I also put in, to add a little bit of organic matter, worm castings. So it really got a good start with a handful of worm castings, a good handful of the cocoa fiber, the dynamite, worked it all in real well, dug it in about 6 to 8 inches and a good 6 to 10 inches in diameter, set that in there, and then made a ring watered, and then added the dynamite again. And I'll tell you, if you've never used dynamite, I want you to find it. It's available at some of the box stores. The garden centers are getting it. Just keep bugging it, bugging the garden centers, and they'll get it for you. But it makes a tremendous difference. Unlike Osmocult that only lasts 3 months, this will last the whole season. So one application. And when we had our own nursery, we used to use Osmocult originally. And we had to do it 2 to 3 times during the season. We switched to dynamite, and we went to once. And what a difference it makes in the garden. You're going to spend a little bit more money for the product, but one application of fertilizer per year. What a difference it makes. And the other thing I want to tell you, the main part of my garden is level, just like everybody else's garden. And then I have 3 8-foot by 25-foot long raised beds. And the flat part of the garden, last year I got it all planted, and I got invaded with cutworms. And they took my peppers down, my broccoli, cauliflower, tomatoes. It was like every morning I had 1 or 2 plants that had been cut down. Well, this year, I cleaned the garden and didn't find one. And I said, why is there no cutworms in here? And then I remembered that after I lost about 15 plants and had to replant, I used a new product made from Bonide called 8 Flower and Vegetable Granules. And this is just a shake-on. It comes in a 3-pound canister. And after I planted last year, after I had all the damage, I sprinkled this over the entire garden, and the cutworm damage stopped. And this year, when I went to plant, there wasn't one cutworm in the garden that I had treated. Well, on Thursday, I started working on my raised beds. And the raised beds were not treated with the 8 flower and vegetable granules. I'm planting potatoes and leeks in one bed. And I bet you, in the process of cleaning, digging, and planting in an 8 by 25-foot bed, I picked 40 cutworms. So when I got done planting, I sprinkled the granules in there so that I won't have a problem. But I was amazed that the big bed treated last year had not one cutworm visible. It's been in for a week, and there's been no damage. So if you've got cutworms, it's great. And the main reason I had used it is I had wire worms in my potatoes. And the wire worms hit the radishes. They hit the turnips. They hit the beets. And when you pull a radish out and you got a worm in it, it's no good. And the same thing with a beet or a turnip. I mean, yes, you can cut it out, but it spoils it. So I put that in the trench with my seed potatoes at the time of planting. And last year was the first time in probably 6 or 7 years that I did not have a problem with wireworms. So if you've already planted your potatoes, sprinkle it right over the trenches where your potatoes are, water it in thoroughly, and it will kill the wireworms. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from South Poland, Maine, with a question about bulbs.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question is about amaryllis bulbs and dahlia bulbs.
Okay.
I've my amaryllis bulb keeps wanting to grow a flower at this late time of the year. So what the hell can I do to kill it, set it back so it rests? And the other thing is, I'll probably not store my dahlia bulbs quickly because when I pull them out of the box early spring, they're shriveled up. So any suggestions in both areas? Thank you.
Okay, let's start with the with your dahlias. Now, what do you do in the fall of the year when you dig them out of your garden?
I essentially take them out. I leave them as stalks. I pull them out of the ground, and I lay them out until I see the stalk go yellow. Because I have a philosophy, and maybe I'm wrong, that I allow the juices to go back into the bulb.
Okay. So when you dig it out of the garden, it still has green leaves on it, right?
It still does, right, because it's been hit with
okay.
the frost. It's been turned
okay.
black.
Okay, so it's been hit by the frost, it's changing color. You dig it out of the garden, shake off the soil, leave it in your garage or a tool shed till all the soil that's on it dries out, right?
That's correct, yep.
Now, from there, what do you do to store that bulb for the winter?
Okay, then after it's dry, I line a plastic container, which has holes in it, with newspaper and peat moss, and set it in there, and then set it in on my bulkhead steps going out for the most of the winter, where it's below freezing and it's cold.
Okay, and do you cover the bulb with peat moss?
Yes, in some cases I do, in some cases I don't, because
okay.
I may not have enough peat moss.
Okay, what I want you to do is this. If it's in your bulkhead stairs and the temperatures outside get really cold, they may actually freeze. And what I do with my amaryllis is I'll take banana boxes, but you can use plastic pots, it doesn't matter, plastic type containers, and I put 1 inch of peat moss, or to make it less expensive, I'll buy pine bark mulch, and I'll put a good inch in the bottom of my box. I set my bulbs on top of the bark mulch, and I shake garden sulfur or garden copper fungicide directly on top of the bulb. And that will prevent any fungus from getting into the bulb. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And then I will add either peat moss or bark mulch, just enough to cover the bulb, but I don't have them touch. And I set them on the floor in my basement. And I stick it near the bulkhead door or as far away from the furnace as possible, because most basements get to be pretty cool during the winter months. But it's right on the cement floor.
Okay.
And then they just sit there, and I don't cover them. I don't put a plastic top on them so the air can move. And so you've got either peat moss or pine bark mulch on top and under it, a good fungicide on top of that. And I leave it like that, and I'll get about 95%. And the reason I do it that way, when I was 13, I work for a woman who had a farm stand, and she raised dahlias for cut flowers. And in the fall, after we had a frost, we would go into her fields, and we would dig up all of her dahlia bulbs, dump them in the back of her pickup truck, after we put a tag on it that told us what the color was and the size, and in her basement, she just stacked them one on top of the other, and she opened up the windows to let air circulation until it got cold, and they just stayed there all winter. And in March, she went in there, and sorted through them, cleaned them up, divided them. In April, we went back to her fields, and we planted them. And she lost very, very few. So I'm doing what she did, and I've had great results. Now, if you're growing them in a container, then wait till the frost hits it, cut it off, bring the whole container, put it in your basement on the floor, and leave the bulb right in the pot. And the cold floor will prevent it from growing. And do not add water. Let that soil dry right out. It will go dormant. And then in mid to late March, you can add water, fertilizer, and it'll come right back to life. And you can pot up the other ones. And you'll have great results. And I do that with all of my bulbs. I'll bring in calla lilies. I'll bring in tuberous begonias, and I store them the same way. The only bulbs that I store differently are glads. And glads, what I'll do is, when you dig them up, there's two bulbs. You take the bulb on the bottom, and that's the bulb that you put in, that's the old bulb. You throw that away, it's all wrinkled, and keep the one on top. And I put dust them with sulfur or copper, and I put them in a pair of my wife's pantyhose and hang them from the rafters in the cellar. When we come back, I'll talk about amaryllis for you.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated, kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with Screen and Surface Insect Spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and Surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Morning and welcome back. We were talking with Bob about how to store bulbs for the fall and winter season, and he also has an amaryllis that's in bloom right now, so it's kind of out of season. So what I want you to do is this. Your amaryllis is probably potted. I want you to enjoy the blooms, and as the flowers go by, cut the flower stem as far down to the base of the plant as possible, so the whole stem comes out. Now, if you're going to keep it in a pot, then I would repot it into a container a couple of inches larger, or, and I've done this for many years and they have great results, if you've got a vegetable garden or a perennial garden, dig a hole in the garden and plant it. Knock it out of the pot. Plant it right in the middle of a good, hot, sunny garden. Amaryllis is a native plant to South Africa and South America, and it also grows wild in Hawaii. So they love the heat. They love the sun. And you're going to take a lot of care for your vegetable garden and your flower beds. You're going to be feeding them on a regular basis. You're going to be watering them on a regular basis. The roots can go out and really expand and collect that food, and your bulb will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you leave it out in the garden from now until about the time the kids go to school in September. So I'm going to say like the middle to the end of September. Watch the forecast. And if they call for a frost, then dig it up. Shake off the soil. Bring it, put it in your basement, foliage and all, and let all the green chlorophyll in the foliage slowly work its way back down into the amaryllis bulb, until the foliage turns yellow and then starts to turn brown. Cut it off and then put it in a container of just peat moss or bark mulch. And that way the roots don't dry out on the floor in your basement, and leave it there until about Christmas time, maybe Thanksgiving. bring it up, pot it up with some good black gold potting soil, and it will start to grow, and it will flower during January or February, not during the month of May. So you've got to break that cycle. But I've always had great results planting it directly in the ground where it can get all the water it wants. Sometimes in a pot it gets stressed. The bulb doesn't grow as big. You forget to water it. But in the ground it does much better. So I want you to try that. Okay? Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we've got Alan from New Hampshire with a question about Japanese bamboo.
Alan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, Paul. I had a question about Japanese bamboo. Last fall, you had a show and you talked about how to eradicate that using Roundup.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it. It worked out great. And this spring, I probably got about 85-90% kill. So question I have is, how do I get rid of the rest of it?
Okay, you're going to do the same thing because it's going to take 2 years. So the first year, you kept mowing it down every time it came up. And then in early August, you leave it alone. You let it come up. It's going to grow probably 12 to 18 inches. And then it's going to start to make clusters of tiny white flowers. At the first sign that you see these buds coming out on your bamboo, then you're going to hit it with either Roundup or Cleanup. Now, personally, I like Cleanup, and I'll tell you why. Roundup is 18% active ingredients. Cleanup is 42% active ingredients. And that's made by Bonide. So what you're getting is a generic product, same active ingredients, but it's twice as strong. And I'll tell you what, if you listen in at 8 o'clock today, we have Art Cockett from Bonide, and he's going to tell you about a new product that they've developed called Brush Killer BX32, and it will kill Japanese bamboo.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.